Hello and welcome to another e-course from Dennis Wing. Today's topic is on uses of the pentatonic. Okay, so this course assumes that you know at least one or two or three or four or five basic patterns for the pentatonic. The most common pattern, of course, is the, let's say if we're in the key of A, this is just to make sure that you know what I'm talking about, that if you're in the key of A, you play 6th string 5th fret, and then go up to 8th fret, and then on the next string 5th fret and 7th fret, 5 and 7, 5 and 7, 5 and 8, 5 and 8, across all 6 strings. So, and the fingering, of course, is 1 and 4, 1 and 3, 1 and 3, 1 and 3, 1 and 4, 1 and 4, come back down, 4 and 1, 4 and 1, 3 and 1, 3 and 1, 3 and 1, 4 and 1. Okay? So that's like an A, what we call that an A minor pentatonic scale. There are two pentatonic scales, major and minor. If I never say major or minor, I mean the minor. Okay, so if I happen to just at some any point, either in this recording or in a lesson, say pentatonic, I mean minor, because those are the ones that guitarists learn first. Okay, so we're going to talk about the three uses of the pentatonics. We're going to choose the key of A just because it's an easy key. And the first use is if the song's in a minor key. Okay, if the song's in a minor key, then you use the minor pentatonic associated with that key. So, for example, the All Along the Watchtower, the famous Bob Dylan, and then Jimi Hendrix did a version of it, you know, it would be A minor, G, F, G, A minor, G, F, G, and that's the whole song. I'm going to make a little loop of that, 2, 3, 1... That's pre-recorded, so you can play along with me. And then all we do is, the key of this is A minor, so you just simply go to your 5th fret and play your minor pentatonic. You can play any shapes beyond that first shape, up to 5 if you know all 5 of them. And you can play any notes in any rhythm. Rhythm we'll talk about in a separate lesson. So for now, just play any notes over those chords. Any minor, A minor pentatonic notes over those chords in any rhythm. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. Make your own loop, you know, if you want. And what I mean by that is, you know, record yourself either in your phone or in GarageBand or on a dictaphone or even a little tape recorder. I mean, it doesn't really matter. But making your own loops is so much, you get so much more investment out of it than just putting on jam tracks or something like that. The more you do yourself, the better it is. You know, when I was a kid, we didn't have computers. All I had was a little tape recorder. And that little $30 tape recorder was my best friend. So, you know, take these progressions and record yourself playing them chord-wise and then solo over them. Now, I happen to have a little loop station, makes it a lot easier. I simply tap, you know, when I count 4 in my head and I tap on the first beat of the first chord, and then I tap again when it comes back to A minor. Like, for example, 2, 3, 4, tap, play your A minor, G, F, and G, and then tap again, and there's your loop, you know. And I can solo over it all day long. Okay, all right, so that's my use of the minor pentatonic number one, which is if it's in a minor key, you use the minor pentatonic of that key. Very simple, really. All right, use number two. The song is not in a minor key, but it has a bluesy quality to it. It's either a blues progression or it's a rock song of some sort that has a bluesy quality. Now, when I say a bluesy quality, you know, our Western music is so influenced by both streams that previously were far apart, namely European classical music and the music that came from the African, came from Africa via American slavery, like Negro spiritual songs and things like that. Those two elements are so well fused now, you know, hundreds of years later, that they just are automatically blended. But it's an important distinction here when we decide what type of pentatonic to use. So I'm going to clarify what I mean in greater detail. The following progression is not in a minor key. It's still in the key of A, but it'd be an A major chord as the tonic chord, as they call it. Suppose it was so like this: 2, 3, 4. So you can hear me, I click the button. I'm not saying you have to get a loop station. I'm not saying you have to get a loop station to play this. You can record yourself on anything. Even if it's a little tape recorder, like I said, do it yourself. It's a lot easier. Okay, this is use number two. We are still in the key of A. It's not a minor key, but it has a bluesy type quality to it, meaning you can't really sing Do Re Mi over it. It's not going to sound right. So here, I'm going to demonstrate. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. It sounds weird. It doesn't match. The notes are off from that. So it's clearly not... it clearly does have a blues-type sound to it. And so I simply use the same as I did for the use number one. The pentatonic, the minor pentatonic of that key. So again, use number two, song is in a major key but has a bluesy quality. I still use the minor pentatonic, in this case, A minor pentatonic. So jam along with me. Fast, you don't have to play fancy. If you hear me playing, you know, I'm trying to stay just right in that first pattern so you can see how effective it is, but you do not have to play fast and you do not have to play fancy. Just play any notes in any rhythm using the A minor pentatonic, any shape you want, any position you want over that progression, and it's quite fun. Here we go. 2, 3, 1. On that all day long. That's use number two. Use number three. The song is in a major key and it's pretty sounding. Okay? The progression I came up with for this would be A, B minor, D, and E. There's my loop. A, B minor, D. Now with this one, if you try and do an A minor pentatonic, it's not going to sound right. In the same way that the Do Re Mi thing in use number two didn't sound right, the minor pentatonic in use number three won't sound right. demonstrating that it's not going to sound right. Here we go. Sounds pretty bad, right? Because there's a lot of notes that clash. So what we're going to do is go 3 frets down from A. Okay? In music theory, this is called the relative minor of A. It's F sharp in this particular case. Every key has a relative minor, and it's always 3 frets down from the major. All right? So I'm going to explain. This song is in A major. And it's too pretty to use an A minor pentatonic. So we're going to use an A major pentatonic. How do we find an A major pentatonic? We simply go 3 frets down. Now, normally, you would play an F sharp minor pentatonic by starting on F sharp, fret 2, string 6. Play along with me to make sure you understand where I'm at. And that's called an F-sharp minor pentatonic. However, if we play that same scale but don't start on F-sharp, we start on A, played by pinky at the 5th fret, it's going to sound like this. Okay, go back and play it with me. Rewind. And go back and play it with me. And that's called the A major pentatonic. How do we get there? We went down 3 frets, but we still started on the A. Does that make any sense? So with pinky, I play A at the 5th fret. With finger 1, I play the 2nd fret of the 5th string. With finger 3, I play the 4th fret of the 5th string, etc., like that. Now the major pentatonic sounds like the song My Girl. Okay, so you know the song My Girl. It's not in this key, but it would sound like. I'm playing the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 notes of the major pentatonic. If it sounds like My Girl, you're doing the right thing. And it's 2 octaves. You can play it twice per fingering. That's what I mean by octave. You can play. Or you should try playing that with me. Either in the upper portion of that fingering or the lower portion. That's the major pentatonic. Okay? By the way, in case you're wondering what song is for the minor pentatonic, there's a lot of them, but the most famous one, if you add a little extra note in there, it's. Alright, that's Sunshine of Your Love from Cream. But that requires an extra note in there. There's a lot of minor pentatonic songs. But let's go back to our use number 3, which is the relative major. So we're in the key of A. We're at the F sharp minor pentatonic, which is the same as A major pentatonic. Okay, so here we go. Here's our progression. Fun to play along in that style. That's more of a country style, or a pretty ballad type sound. Okay, so those are the 3 main uses. Let me just repeat them. You should write them down. 1, if the song's in a minor key, use the minor pentatonic of that key. 2, songs in a major key but has a bluesy sound, or is a blues song itself. You know, what's a blues song? Blues song is anything from, you know, Johnny B. Goode to, you know, Mississippi John Hurt, or Muddy Waters, you know, or anything in between. You use the minor pentatonic of that same key, even though the key of the song is a major chord. Okay, how do you determine what key a song is in? That's a different lesson. That's an ear training lesson. We will talk about that at some point. But also, just to think about this for a minute, you only have 12 choices. When you're trying to figure out what key the song is in, you know, start your minor pentatonic on fret 1 and try it. If it don't work, try it fret 2, and, you know, after 11 more choices, you will definitely find it. Or at least earmark a couple that sound good, narrow it down to maybe 2 or even 3, and then narrow it down a little further until you come up with one that generally fits the song. Third use of the pentatonic is when the song is in a major key and it sounds pretty. You go down 3 frets and use the minor pentatonic of the relative minor, and that is the same thing as that key's major pentatonic. So F sharp minor pentatonic equals A major pentatonic. In fact, it might be useful for you to write on a shepherd sheet of paper all 12 keys and what their relative minors would be by going down 3 frets and trying to figure out the notes. You know, key of C, for example. Okay, you put your third finger on the third fret of the fifth string and play C. Okay, and you're trying to figure out what the relative minor is. You just go down 3 frets. That'd be second, first, and open. Now you're at the open A string, and there's your answer. A minor is the relative minor of C major. So my C major pentatonic is the same thing as my A minor pentatonic. We were in A minor pentatonic before. So if I had a progression in the key of C, this is not on your sheet, but if I played that's simply it's C and G and A minor and F and G. Okay, so that's a very pretty sounding song. I can certainly sing Do Re Mi through it. So like Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do La Ti La Sol Fa Mi Re Do. Right, it generally fits. So we can use the relative minors pentatonic, which is A minor pentatonic. Same thing as C major pentatonic. Play it a little bit with me. Okie dokie. So does that make sense? So let's choose a different key, the key of D. Alright? First progression I have on your sheet is D minor and A7. Okay, so make a loop of that, D minor and A7. D minor, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, A7, 3. Song's in a minor key, it's D minor. You only have 2 chords here. How do you know which one's the key itself? Well, the key itself, the tonic chord, the chord of the key, is the one that makes you feel that the song is back home, that there's no other chord that the ear desires to hear. You know, if you play A7, it sounds like there's more music to follow. If I said, hey, let me show you my song, my new song, and I played, and I ended on the A7 chord, it would sound unresolved, okay? is a feeling, underlying feeling that something is has not come back to home, you know? So that's how you figure out which key it is. And usually it's either the first or the last key. In most rock progressions, it's the first chord. Okay? But in some cases, it would be the last chord. That's a general rule of thumb. Anyway, enough talking from me. We're in D minor. So you're going to use your D minor pentatonic. One, two, three, four. Santana went a long way with that type of groove a little bit, you know. I don't want to play it, but another song that kind of sounds like that is Painted Black, the Rolling Stones, you know. So I don't know if it's in that key originally, but that's what it sounds like. It's use number one. The song was in a minor key, so we used the minor pentatonic. Use number two. Song's in a major key, but we're going to use the minor pentatonic anyway, because it has a bluesy type sound. So, for example, here's the loop. That could be like the song Can't You See from Marshall Tucker. It's a very common progression in rock music. Or it could be like a slowed down version of Paradise City from Guns N' Roses. So, but you use the D, even though the root chord is D major, you use a minor pentatonic. So, two, three, four. Whistles in a different lesson, the hammer-ons and pull-offs and the string bending and all that. I call those bells and whistles, and we will do a separate E course on those. But for now, just play any notes in any rhythm. We're just talking about the harmonic uses of the pentatonic, the three uses, and that was use number two. Song's in a major key, but it has a bluesy quality to it. All right, last example. Song's in a major key, and it'll be like. Okay, here's the loop. Let It Be from the Beatles. Okay? It's not in this key originally, but certainly George Harrison on his solo in the Beatles' Let It Be, he was using major pentatonics all over the place. How do you find it? Well, we're in the key of D, so suppose you go to the 10th fret, the D minor pentatonic would be there. That is not going to fit over this song, so you have to go down three frets, and now you're at B minor pentatonic. But instead of starting on B, you're going to start on D, which is played by Pinky in this position. So it's going to sound like, again, My Girl. Or the same octave, same song up an octave. Okay, so here's start the song. perfectly. It's really great the way that it sounds, right? So those are the three uses. Now it's just a question of giving you some examples and having you figure out which of the three uses it would be, you know. So we'll look at some of these examples. The first one, it says C7 and F7. This could be like Aretha Franklin, Respect, or maybe Feeling Alright from Dave Mason. So, what does it? The key is C, I'll tell you that much. And so, you know, is it a minor? It's not in a minor key. And it's not pretty sounding. It's more gritty than pretty sounding. Meaning if you try and sing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, some of those notes don't agree with, some of them do, but some of them don't. But if you play the minor, so I'm basically giving you the answer. It would be number two, use number two. The song's in a major key, but we're still going to use it a minor pentatonic because it has a bluesy or a gritty type flavor. So you play your C minor pentatonic. 3, 4. Could jam on that all day. In fact, if you go to a rock and roll jam session, if you ever go to a jam session, you know, that's like a very common, you know, they're gonna play Feeling All Right. Around here, I've gone to many jam sessions where they play a progression that easy. Just two chords is a great it's called a vamp. When you have just a short repeating like two or four chord pattern that goes over and over, it's called a vamp. I don't know why it's called that. It's a funny name for it, but that's what it's called. So I gave you the answer on this. Maybe we'll go over these one by one, and I will give you the answer. You try and come up with the answer first for the remaining three, and you pause the recording before I say what the answer is, and you can see if you're right. So next one is... recording right here and see if you can come up with your answer. And I'm going to tell you the answer in a minute. See if you're right. The answer is, it's certainly not use number one because it's not in a minor key. It might be use number two. We can try the minor pentatonic just to see if it works. And it would sound like this. I don't think that really fits. And it is relatively pretty sounding. You can sing Do, Re, Mi over it. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, Do, Ti, La, Do, Fa, Mi, Re, Do. Alright? And so the answer is you're going to use the pentatonic, the relative minor pentatonic. You would go down to basically E minor pentatonic, which is the same as G major pentatonic. Fiddle around with that. Embellished there a little bit. I used a note that was outside the scale a little, but for the most part, I'm using just the pentatonics and nothing else. Next one. This is like House of the Rising Sun in 6/8 time. All right, hang on. If I do a loop in 6/8. Very common progression to jam on. It's a 16 bar progression, and you wouldn't do it's not necessary for you to learn the finger style type thing I just did. I could show it to you at some point, but I do not want you to spend time trying to learn that right now. For the most part, just use chords. Now, this isn't a lesson about strumming, but you're in 6/8 time, which is 3/4 time. Done twice and a bit faster. All that's what that really means. 6 means 6 beats per measure, and 8 means 8th notes or the unit of measure. So it would be 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 3. That's how you would strum. So the 3/4 strum is 1 2 and 3 and 1 2 and 3 and 1 2 and 3. So when you have 6/8, it's 1 2 and 3 and 4 5 and 6 and 1 2 and 3 and 4 5 and 6 and, but it's sped up, so it'd be like 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 3 and 4 5 and 6 and 1 2 and 3, and that's how you would do it. So you would play one, two, and three, and four, five, and six, and one, two, and three, and four, five, and six, and one, two, and three, and four, five, and six, and one, two, and three, and four, five, and six, and one, two, and three, and four, five, and six, and one. Okay, but the main thing is to use the which pentatonic would you use? I mean, this is pretty obvious that the key is A minor. The key is A minor, so I'm going to just let you figure out the answer. So if you're not sure of the answer, go back and review what we've talked about so far, the three uses of the pentatonic. But the answer is, tune's in a minor key, so you just play the minor pentatonic of that key, namely A minor. Here we go. G to F. So again, you can have fun with just two chords. Progressions don't have to be a big thing. When you're jamming with your friends, just pick one or two. Like, two chords is good, four chords is great, or I should say 2 bars is good, 4 bars is great, 8 bars is great, but you really don't want more than that. It gets complicated when you're jamming, that is, not when you're writing songs. So there's your loop. It's just G and F. So G, 2, 3, 4, F. You don't have to do this drumming pattern that I'm using. You just play G, 2, 3, 4, F, 2, 3, 4, G, 2, 3, 4. I gave it, you know, accents on the end, like a reggae or a ska, you know, kind of groove, but you don't have to do that. But what would be the use of this? Would you use G minor pentatonic, or would you use the relative minor of it? Would you use G major pentatonic, which is the same thing as E minor pentatonic, like we did in example 2, or what? So I let you explore that for a second before I go ahead, and when you're ready, press play again. So pause right now. Okay, so answer is the minor fits just fine. And one of the interesting things about this progression is the major actually fits pretty well as well. If you use E minor pentatonic or G major pentatonic, same thing, over this progression, it actually sounds fine. So, an interesting thing to try is, what if you went back and forth between the G major pentatonic and the G minor pentatonic? You know, what would that sound like? I don't mean, you know, immediately back and forth. I mean, spend a little time on each one, back and forth. So, suppose I start with the minor. I'm at fret 3. And then I go over to G major pentatonic. I'm using open strings. Very interesting to go back and forth. So try that with me. Minor. Major. Minor. Free for all. Do whatever you want. Do minor or major without me saying it. One I'm using, you know, minor or major at any given point, and what does it sound like? The major kind of sounds bright and happy, and the minor sounds so. It becomes a milestone when a guitarist can play major and minor licks interchangeably. and great, all the great soloists. You know, take Eric Clapton, for example. He does this all day long. Takes notes from the major pentatonic and puts them into minor and vice versa. You know, so that's something to definitely play along with. When you get really accomplished on the guitar, you'll be able to intermix the patterns of the major and the minor right over each other. So this is a topic for a different day, but just to plant the seed in your head. Right now we were talking about doing the minor at fret 3 and the major by going down 3 frets, which is involving open strings. But if you take the position, take the E minor pentatonic position that's after that, namely the one that goes starting on the 4th string 2nd fret, you know, there's your E minor pentatonic starting at the 2nd position there, and that would be the same as a G major pentatonic scale. And if I could learn to go back and forth between my G minor pentatonic scale and my G major pentatonic scale. Now, where did I start that from? I started that from the 5th fret of the 4th string with pinky, because I'm playing the E minor pentatonic shape starting on the 2nd fret, but I'm not playing the E. I'm going to start it on the G like we did before in another fingering. So I got the My Girl. Alright, so listen to what it sounds like when I can interchangeably, I can go back and forth interchangeably. Here we go. Rudimentary stuff, because I'm just staying in one position and I'm trying to be obvious about which one I'm using, my major or minor. But think about how that's going to be when you get all that integrated in every position. But that's a much bigger topic for today. But for now, have fun with the three uses of the pentatonics. And just to close out, we're going to do a little blues progression in the key of C. I'm going to put my little bass octave pedal on, and it'll sound like this. 2, 3, bar. Loop. You do not have to learn the lick. I'll show you the lick at some point, but you would just play along. So let me start it from the beginning. It'd be, and by the way, if you don't know seventh chord, you just play the regular C, F, and G. Don't do C7, F7, and G7. 2, 3, 4, C. Now F. I'm using C minor pentatonic, because this is a type 2. It's not in a minor key, but it definitely has a bluesy quality. After all, it's a blues progression. Some outside notes there, but generally it's C minor pentatonic. All right, have fun. Great job. Talk to you soon.